This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here is the full trade between the Steelers and Dolphins. Blockbuster. The Steelers receiving Jalen Ramsey, the all-pro cornerback, tight end Jonnu Smith, who is signing a one-year, $12 million extension. Steelers are also getting a 2027 seventh-round pick back in the deal, with Miami receiving safety Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Steelers and a 2027 fifth-round pick. It was originally believed to be Minkah and Ramsey, a one-for-one swap, but Jonnu Smith also included for late-round pick swaps in the 2027 NFL draft. More headlines at 93.7thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Ramsey reaction continues next.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at 93.7thefan.com on the contesting page. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And my goodness, the last hour is some of the craziest 60 minutes, Austin. I mean, I would even say the last 45 minutes more so, around 10:30 when this all went down. This is some of the, how do I want to put this? One of the craziest 45-minute sets, I think, in station history.
Yeah, this tops it for me being on the air. The only other thing that I can even come close to remembering was when Matt Canada was fired and I was at the morning show and got to break the news with those guys. This is just a significant blockbuster, probably the biggest trade we've ever seen in Steelers history, Donnie. I mean, what comes close to it? Acquiring Minkah for a first-round pick? But that didn't include an all-pro like Ramsey. The Bettis trade was big. But again, when you're throwing significant players into the deal, and we're not even getting to Jonnu Smith yet, like, this isn't like, oh, yeah, Minkah for just a first-round pick. These are guys who have candidacies for potential Hall of Fame inductions years from now.
Yeah, and we rarely ever see in the NFL anymore the player-for-player trade. The one that I always think of from my childhood, Austin, you were maybe a little bit young to remember this. You know the names, but this happened when I was, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. The Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos, they traded each other. It was Champ Bailey to the Broncos in exchange for Clinton Portis. And, yeah, Clinton Portis didn't reach the heights that Champ Bailey did. He was a Hall of Famer, but the guy was a hell of a running back in the 2000s. That was like the rare player-for-player deal, and it worked out for both sides. We just don't see this happen anymore. It's very often a player for draft picks, or it's a player for a couple of draft picks and then maybe a player that's clearly a few rungs lower to the guy getting sent elsewhere. We don't see it like this, where it is two guys, and you put it well, two guys that are building legacies to hopefully be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day that get traded for one another. Not to mention, the Steelers now have a another tight end on their team. They love collecting tight ends, who just had a career season in Jonnu Smith.
And that's, I think, an underrated part of this deal, just because when we first heard it, I really thought that it, at least the way that it was framed, and that's something that you have to pay a lot of attention to when it's put out there by reporters, it seemed like, at least to me, that it was Jonnu Smith's agent going to Adam Schefter and basically saying, hey, put this out there, and basically say, sure, there's been discussions about a trade. We don't think it's ultimately going to happen. We just want to see if Miami can fork over the money for Jonnu to get the raise that he wants. And ultimately, it seems like Miami was not willing to do so, and the Steelers were willing to part ways with Minka to make the entire thing happen. And look, Jonnu Smith is a good tight end. He's an athletic tight end. He's a Pro Bowl tight end. However much you want to look down on the Pro Bowl, it still means something at certain positions, more so than other. I think tight end is one of those. They're going to run a bunch of two tight end sets. It's going to be a lot of Freiermuth. It's going to be a lot of Jonnu Smith. And if they don't add another wide receiver, this is probably that number two receiver for them, and Jonnu Smith will play a lot in the slot.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have no choice but to run multi-tight end sets, which we know that Arthur Smith is a fan of doing, because now you have Smith, you have Freiermuth, which you just said, but they also, you know, you still have Darnell Washington, who can certainly be used more than what he has been his first couple of seasons. I do think this either maybe not puts the player on the chopping block when I talk about Connor Hayward, but it certainly limits him to more of a fullback role of sorts. He can kind of be a Swiss Army knife still, but he is certainly not going to see playing time over now the three guys ahead of him at tight end.
I don't even know if he's going to be on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. It could put him on the chopping block.
Like, where is the positional fit right now for Connor Hayward? I guess as a fullback, but how much do they even utilize a fullback? Once every couple weeks? I mean, you don't see them running a lot of I formation anymore. If they ever run their version of the tush push, you usually don't see Connor Hayward in there very frequently. And if so, he's at the very end of the line, and Jonnu Smith is a bigger body than Connor Hayward. It basically makes his role defunct a little bit on the team, especially when you have Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, and Darnell Washington. Are you going to keep another tight end? And when you have Cordarrelle Patterson still occupying a roster spot,
yeah, well,
really
he
doesn't have a position.
Be so somebody like Patterson should not be. Hayward, it's going to be a very important training camp for him. Connor Hayward, that is. Obviously, the other Hayward is very safe. It makes me wonder, is this it, or will another move be made? Will they try to acquire an actual wide receiver? Now, it also gives the benefit to one of these tight ends that maybe they can sort of bump out and act more like a receiver than a tight end.
Now, I did just see Jeremy Fowler tweet that Gabe Davis, there is still some interest there with the Steelers at wide receiver, but he's likely going to take his time and basically wait until around training camp before he ultimately signs. I talked to Tyler Boyd this weekend, and he says that he would absolutely want to play with the Steelers. So that's another option for them if they go down that route. But adding Jonnu Smith is just another weapon for Aaron Rodgers to prove that they're going all in. Whether you want them to or not, that's their full intention. It makes me wonder about Minka, though. You know, what are they doing at safety? Like, is Juan Thornhill, is he the guy that's going to occupy that spot? Or are they going to move Ramsey to safety? Are they going to move Slay to safety?
They do have those options now where they can kind of play around with things on the back end. And we know that Deshaun Elliott very quickly became a fan favorite here. I mean, he was one of the most enjoyable Steelers to watch last season. But here's the thing with Fitzpatrick. You almost kind of wonder, because they said they wanted to have those conversations with him about, you know, going back to what was working better for him, where he was more of a playmaker, more of a ball hawk back there. Last year, it sucked to watch him used the way he was. I mean, he was a center fielder of sorts.
He would 20 line yards up, off the ball.
Yeah, at minimum. I mean, you'd see him even more than 20 yards off the ball.
He wasn't on the TV screen. You wondered if he was even out there.
Yes. And if you're at the game watching in stadium, you would see the You know, the ball is set at the 40-yard line going in, and Fitzpatrick's hanging out at, like, the 5-yard line, like, just so nobody gets behind him. You're basically taking a defender off the field when you do that.
Pretty much.
Unless it's a situation that calls for it where you know the other team is going to be sending multiple receivers to the end zone. So now I kind of wonder, was there a, you know, something that happened in those discussions where he didn't care for the way he was being used here, because we know that's what spurred things when he was first in Miami.
So I don't know how good of a comparison this will be, but my good buddy Zeke is a football coach in the area, and he played football at Duquesne. And it's funny because over the last couple of days, him and I went back and looked at old footage of plays that Minka made over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, he played as a defensive back and was basically showing, like, what communication would look like, cover two and everything, when he's switching on man. And there were a lot of things that he was saying, like, Minka just does not communicate well enough in the back end, where a lot of guys are just kind of putting their hands up and basically saying, you know, what the hell is going on here? And I was basically like, okay, man, like, I don't know if you can actually, like, necessarily tell exactly what's going on there. But I think there's a little bit of credence to his argument based on them dealing Minka today.
I noticed, I will say this, I did that show last season with Elandon Roberts, who is now in Vegas with the Raiders. But I did notice with some on and off air conversations with him that the communication issues, it wasn't just like Patrick Queen wasn't communicating with people. It was more than just that. And he kind of gave the indication that it was Minka on the back end. Things would be crossed up, and that's why we would just see breakdowns and huge plays at, unfortunately, major times of the game. Now, the Steelers were still able to make their plays, but Minka Fitzpatrick made very few of them. It took up until one of the final games of the regular season for him to force a turnover. And I mean, it was the running joke pretty much every single Friday that I was on with Joe. He would ask Ray Fittipaldo, when's the next time we're finally going to see Minka Fitzpatrick intercept a pass? Will it be 2030 by the time we get there? Well, it happened very late last season, and otherwise it seemed like one where he was being wasted in the back end of the defense, or the miscommunication factors, I think, were real. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Fan text line at 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Want to take some calls here before we do get to break, but want to load it up. Your thoughts on the massive Steelers and Dolphins trade, Minka Fitzpatrick, and a late-round pick being sent to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a late-round pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
412-928-9370. Your thoughts on all of it. Our buddy Paul is in Washington. I'm sure he's got a banger here. What's up, Paul?
What's up there, head of the young guns? You got two of you young guns running the show today, you and Austin. All you need now is Harry Callis.
Hey, it benefits us that we don't play golf.
This is true. The three best producers on the fan there. But anyhow, what does this mean for Darius Slay? I mean, is he going to move to safety? Is Joey Porter going to move the slot? Or is there another trade in the works? Because if they really felt that strongly about Hansy Joey Porter Jr., I don't think they make this trade. I think they have doubts that Joey Porter Jr.'s ever going to be a complete one-on-one cover, take away the opponent's best receiver. I think that's what this tells you. The only thing I was hoping is maybe we traded Mike Tomlin and we got the head coach of the Dolphins back. But as for Dave Parker, Barry Bonds, and Roberto Clemente, the three best outfielders to ever play the game, RIP, number 39, the Cobra. You boys behave yourselves.
All right, Paul, that's a great call on all fronts there. A little ode to Dave Parker, who I planned on getting to, a little tribute to Dave Parker around this time of the show when I was putting it together last night and this morning. But this is massive news when it involves the NFL. It normally takes over, but when it involves the Steelers, and in this amount of news involving the Steelers, this magnitude, it will certainly take precedent as it is breaking. Minka Fitzpatrick sent back to Miami in exchange for Jalen Ramsey. Jonnu Smith also coming to Pittsburgh in a late-round pick swap between the Steelers and the Dolphins. I don't know if I'd say they fully doubt Joey Porter Jr. just 2 years in, but I think it is fair to kind of question how much they are committed to him. And I think maybe they're a little bit worried by some of the things they saw last season, thinking that Porter would take that step. He really didn't. The other idea here, you pair him with two of the better corners of the 2010s and 2020s combined, maybe it's the right tutelage that somebody like Porter Jr. needs. Maybe that helps him flourish a little bit. These guys can teach him things to be some of the best in the game. I mean, Ramsey, when he was at his best, I think was the best in the game, even if it was for a year or two, and Slay was close to it. So, kind of like the mindset that people are having with, hey, Aaron Rodgers is here, he can be that mentor for Will Howard as the next man up. Same kind of idea here, I think. 412-928-9370. Another Paul. This one is in Weirton. What's going on, Paul?
Hey guys, good morning. How are we?
We're trying to keep up with everything. It's been a bit of a crazy last hour. What do you got for us, Paul?
You guys aren't lying. First things first, I want to wish you guys a happy 4th of July week to you both. Secondly, I want to say that this trade seems like they're going all in on this season and putting two great weapons on both sides of the ball, one to help Rodgers and one to hopefully with pass coverage better than Minka did last year and a couple years ago. So we'll see how it goes. Third and final, I still think they go out and get a receiver. Don't be surprised if the Pitt native Tyler Boyd comes to the Steelers to fill in that third position. You guys take care and have a happy 4th of July.
Paul, I appreciate that. And the well wishes right back to you. Have a very nice 4th of July weekend. I'll actually be filling in for the morning show on the 4th of July. So we'll see if any Steelers news breaks during that from 5:40 to 10 on Friday morning. The point about Tyler Boyd there, and I know Austin got to talk to him. He was the one that really broke that over the weekend. It was a chat that Austin had with him at a youth football camp, and Tyler Boyd said that he would absolutely be open to playing for the Steelers if the opportunity presented itself. Now, I didn't really plan on getting to this until later in the show, but now it has risen right up to us here because you asked yourself, is something else in the works? What would be next for the Steelers in this case. Will there be another trade? Austin, I'll let you sound off in a moment. I have a few reasons as to why I don't think a Tyler Boyd to the Steelers move would happen. I do, oddly enough, think it goes back to the comments that he made a couple of years ago, early in the season 2021, when he said the Steelers quit in a game. Not that I disagree with him. By the way that they looked, it would certainly add up that way. But just the way that the pride that the Steelers have, the pride that Mike Tomlin has, that tells me things could still be a little bit sour there. And it would also be different, I think, if Boyd was playing at a level that was truly game-changing, or at least in some way, shape, or form, able to move the needle. But he saw the numbers get cut in half last season. He is now on the plus side of 30. I'm not sure what he would really add to the Steelers' offense other than a good veteran locker room presence to the receiver room. I don't know otherwise what sort of traits he has at this point in his career that tells me, okay, like they're really making a jump with their offense by adding Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, he's not a two anymore. He's not the same guy that he was in Cincinnati. I do get the feeling, in a way, that Boyd realizes what he said about the Steelers previously. Maybe didn't cross a line, but I think he realizes now, and maybe that's because his options are thin, that he wants to try to make good with the Steelers, and he wants to try to maybe get the message out there that, yeah, he has a good relationship with Tomlin, and maybe that was his way of publicly apologizing in the media without even saying it and without completely acknowledging the situation. I think he could come here and be a three. Like, it would be a good situation if it was Pickens, Metcalf, and Boyd, and it would work. He could still contribute, but if you would bring him in, you cannot expect him to be a wide receiver too. I would do the deal, but only at the right price.
I also wonder, is he better right now than what Calvin Austin would be as like a third wide receiver?
I think slightly, yes, I do. I think his route tree is just more polished.
I also wonder, in that same vein, if they are finally going to give Roman Wilson a shot. It seems like those guys kind of play a similar style. Like, they'll be the somewhat smaller in stature guy that will get you like 9 to 10 yards per catch. He is like the third and short merchant. Like, I feel like they would kind of be the same style player too, which is where I wonder if they even see that as worth it.
Well, especially with having another tight end now in Jonnu Smith, who's probably going to factor in a decent amount in the offense. If you're paying him $12 million at tight end, that's what, more than Freiermuth's making? You would imagine that Jonnu Smith is going to get on the field a significant amount of time, and more than likely what they're going to end up doing is an offensive set with Metcalf, Calvin Austin, two tight ends, and a back, whether it be Warren or whether it be Caleb Johnson. That is most likely what their offense is going to look like, and probably rotate between Calvin Austin and whether it be Roman Wilson or Robert Woods. So doing this trade also makes me think that there's less likely of a chance that Boyd is ultimately going to be signed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really questioning if they bring in any sort of actual wide receiver now with the addition of Jonnu Smith. They may try to treat him like a hybrid player, or treat Freiermuth as a hybrid type player, where they can kind of set those guys out wide and, you know, still play with another tight end in the offense. I mean, you put Darnell Washington at the end of the offensive line, he really is just an additional offensive lineman. That's how good the dude is in the blocking part of his game. 412-928-9370. Your reaction to the massive Steelers and Dolphins blockbuster trade that came down about an hour ago. Jalen Ramsey, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Jonnu Smith, a late-round pick swap, all of that involved. Your reaction to it. What do you think is coming next? Anything? Do you think there's something else coming down the pike for the Steelers before they get to Latrobe late next month? 412-928-9370. Your calls and reaction to the Steelers-Dolphins trade next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Well, if you want to look ahead, the Steelers and Dolphins will play Week 15 Monday Night Football in primetime on December 15th. Maybe the schedule makers knew something there. As the Steelers and Dolphins pull off a blockbuster trade, Dolphins sending Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh to the Steelers in exchange for all-pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick going back to the Dolphins. More headlines, 93.7thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.